Governor, thanks for being with us again.
Glad to be back.
This plan has 6 bullet points, themes, including creating a business-friendly environment and creating and marketing the Colorado brand. And when I was reading these, it struck me that pretty much all of them seem to be things you talked about frequently on the campaign trail. What's new here?
Well, I think that what we saw as fresh was the consistency around the state. I mean, we talked to people from all 64 counties, and pretty much everyone kept coming back to certain key elements. And we talked about some of them on the campaign trail, some of them less so, but this notion that there is red tape. And it's not just state, but it's county government, it's municipal government. People feel that their small businesses are held back and entangled by needless paperwork and, you know, waiting times. And obviously, we need appropriate regulation, but we've got to be focused on how can we make it simpler and easier. Access to capital, we heard again, all over the state, small businesses, even ones that are making money, if their assets, if their collateral for the loan isn't in quite the good condition that maybe it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they can't get a loan, even though they're profitable. And these are places where I think, you know, state government can play a role. We can help try to cut red tape and expand access to capital.
Red tape is certainly something we heard a lot along the campaign trail from you. What examples of red tape emerged?
Well, we're already working on some. The Colorado Department of Transportation, CDOT, like the forms, if you want to bid on doing state work, repairing a bridge, you know, road work, I forget which the specific was, but the form was almost 70 pages long, and it hadn't been touched since 1984. We want to make it easy for them, right, and have them not spend so much time in the application. We want them focused on getting the lowest price and the highest quality work for the state of Colorado.
You talked about red tape at the county level as well, emerging in this bottom-up economic development plan. What were examples there?
One example, to get food stamps, it's a 29-page application. And we're going to get that down to a 5- or 6-page or 3-page application. Those long applications, not only are they just a pain in the neck for individuals to fill out, but they require someone to go through them and put it into, you know, input it into the right place and make sure that we keep this huge inventory of information, most of which we don't really need.
Did taxes emerge as an issue that businesses brought up? At the end of the last administration, there were exemptions taken off the table. Lawmakers reversed 2 of those this year. A 3rd is tied up in court. But are there any more that you can point to you'd be willing to lift, or were they cited as hindrances by businesses?
We heard some pushback around taxes in some parts of the state, but it wasn't the first thing that came out of people's mouths by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, personally, I'd like to get a group of people to sit down and say, all right, how do we simplify our tax system and have less exemptions and loopholes or so-called loopholes? How do we have a flatter tax system? And everybody pays, but maybe everybody pays at a lower rate, and we don't have any special breaks for one group or another. I generally am from the school that simpler is better.
Each of the regions in this bottoms-up, I keep saying bottoms-up, I think, which is a reference actually to your earlier career.
That's not what we're talking about. That is my earlier career.
Right. It's bottom-up, and each of the regions in the state came up with specific ideas for projects that they'd like to see in their areas. Could you point to one that you thought was novel or innovative?
There are a number of really interesting solutions that people are coming up with all over the state, and some of them are controversial. Some of them are, you know, widely embraced. So, you know, in Pueblo, they're obviously working on their river walk down there, and they've got some very specific ideas down there that are, I think, exciting.
This is along a business district.
Yeah, that they want to
shops
expand.
Shops and restaurants. And
they want to get more tourists, more conventions down there, expand their convention center. One thing that was suggested in Northern Colorado, the so-called NISP, which is a water storage system.
This is in the controversial territory.
This is in
the more
controversial territory where there are strong advocates on both sides.
NISP is the Northern Integrated Supply Project.
Exactly.
People were dying to know.
Exactly. They'd want to know what that stands for. I mean, you know, Durango wanting to make sure that they have the training and the support for their workforce in a more specialized way.
Specialized how in Durango?
Durango has a number of interesting companies like Mercury Payment Systems. they're that interface between when you buy something at a retail store or a restaurant, you swipe your credit card. Mercury is the one who's the interface between that machine and the bank that your money comes out of and goes back to the retailer. I mean, they've got 400 employees, but 100 employees aren't in Durango just because they don't have enough talent there. And they also, broadband internet, having redundant high-speed internet, Durango's at a point where they've got these, you know, incipient new tech companies, but they need more broadband capacity.
I'm Ryan Warner, and we're at the Capitol for our regular discussion with Governor John Hickenlooper. The GOP has seized on some comments you made that Obama would have a tough time winning Colorado if the election were today. Republicans have included this in talking points that are sent nationally and in an ad as well. Is it something you regret saying?
Well, obviously, this is the part I'm not... I haven't come up through the political system, so I generally say what I think and what seems to be on my mind. I don't think through thoroughly how it might sound taken out of context. The truth of the matter is I think that the president would have a challenging situation if the election was held today. I think that's what I said. I think that's true. The bottom line is a lot of people blame him for this recession, which was in no way his fault. It was something he inherited, and when he took office, it was still accelerating in a downward direction. I'm going to guess that his campaign will rather forcefully demonstrate that his actions kept us from going into a depression.